Bluebird, Bluebird, Thrummy Window by Sonia Sanchez. Some there are who live in darkness, while the others live in light. We see those who live in daylight, those in darkness out of sight. Bertolt Brecht. And the Supreme Court said housing and welfare are not fundamental rights. The right to vote, marry, and procreate are the only fundamental rights. Question: what rights are considered fundamental? Answer: only those rights essential to our concept of ordered liberty. Question: what do you mean? Make it plain, girl. Make it plain. Answer: in other words, a democratic society without these rights would not be considered civilized. If you don't have them, you ain't civilized. Isn't it lovely to be civilized? You've seen her. You know you have. She sits on cardboard at Broad in Columbia in front of Zavelle's. Four coats layer her body. Towels are wrapped with a rope around her feet to keep them warm. A plastic bag full of her belongings stands in formation next to her. She's anywhere between 40 and 70 years old. A gray-black woman of North Philadelphia, sitting sharply, watching the world of people pass by, she sits through winter, spring, summer, fall, and law students, keeping time to memory. You've seen her. You know you have. The old woman walking her ulcerated legs down Market Street. The old harridan mumbling pieces of a dead dream as she examines garbage can after garbage can. Hey there, girlie. Can you spare me a quarter? I ain't eaten in 4 days. Come on now, honey. Just one little quarter. So you give her a quarter and keep on walking to your apartment. So you hand her the money that relieves you of her past, present, and future. Onward, Christian country, marching as off to war, with your cross behind you, going as before. She was turning the corner of the restroom at Pennsylvania Station as I came out of the stall. It was 10:59 p.m., and I was waiting for the 11:59 p.m. to Philadelphia. She entered the bathroom, walking her swollen black feet, dragging her polka dot feet in blue house slippers. Her cape surrounded her like a shroud. She grunted herself down underneath one of the hand dryers. I watched her out of the corner of my eyes as I washed and dried my hands. What does she remind me of? This cracked body full of ghosts. This beached black whale. This multi-layered body gathering dust. Whose mother are you? Whose daughter were you for so many years? What grandchild is standing still in your eyes? What is your name, old black woman of bathrooms and streets? She opened her dirty sheet of belongings and brought out an old plastic bowl. She looked up and signaled to me. Hey, you there. Yeah, you, miss. Could you put some water in this here bowl for me, please? It's kind of hard for me to climb back up once I sits down here for the night. I took the bowl and filled it with water. There was no hot water, only cold. I handed it to her, and she turned the bowl up to her mouth and drank some of the water. Then she began the slow act of taking off her slippers and socks. The socks numbered 6. They were all old and dirty, but her feet, a leper's feet, cracked, ulcerated, pilling with dirt and age. She baptized one foot and then the other with water. Yes, wash the soles of your feet, my sister. Baptize them in bathroom water. We're all holy here. You've seen her. You know you have. Sitting in the lower chambers of the garage, guarding the entering and exiting cars. Old black goddess of our American civilization at its peak. She sits still as a Siamese, two shopping bags surrounding her like constant lovers. She sits on 2 blankets. A heavy quilt is wrapped around her body. Good morning, sister, I scream against the quiet, her eyes closed, open into narrow slits. Yellow sleep oozes out of her eyes. Then a smile of near recognition. A smile of gratitude, perhaps. "Here I am," her smile announces, in the upper sanctum of Manhattan. A black Siamese for these modern monuments. Let those who would worship at my shrine come now, or forever hold their peace. Hee-hee-hee. She leans towards me and says, "Glorious morning, ain't it? You have something for your old sister today? For your old mother?" The blue and white morning stretches her wings across the dying city. I lean forward and give her $5. The money disappears under her blanket as she smiles a lightning smile. Her eyes open, and for the first time, I see the brown in her eyes. Brown-eyed woman. She looks me in the eye and says, "Don't never go to sleep on the world, girl. While you sleeping, the world scrambles on. Keep your eyes open all the time." Then she closes her eyes and settles back into a sinister stillness. I stand waiting for more. After all, we have smiled at each other for years. I have placed $5 regularly in her hand. I wait. She does not move. And finally, I walk on down the street. What were you waiting for, girl? What more could she possibly say to you that you don't already know? Didn't you already know who and what she was from her voice, from her clothes? Hadn't you seen her for years on the streets and in the doorways of America? Didn't you recognize her? I walk the long block to my apartment. It will be a long day. I feel exhausted already. Is it the New York air? My legs become uncoordinated. Is it the rhythm of the city that tires me so this morning? I must find a chair or curb, a doorway to rest on. My legs are going every which way but up. I find a doorway on Broadway. I lean, close my eyes to catch my morning breath, close my mouth to silence the screams moving upward like vomit. She was once somebody's mama. I ain't playing the dozens. She was once somebody's child toddling through the playgrounds of America, in tune to "Bluebird, Bluebird" through my window. Bluebird, bluebird, through my window. Where do the bluebirds go when they're all used up?